with Hugh Long. Hi, Hugh. I'd like to just talk to you about your work and also your presence here at the fair.
Yeah.
You're obviously walking around now, but you do have some work here. Can we just talk about the work that you've got here?
Yes, I've got two large multicolored heads of the Queen. I suppose you could call them collage, stroke, relief. They're not kitsch. It's sort of a bit more serious than that, but it can be read as that. They're covered in safety pins, an allusion to the Sex Pistols and the fact that the Sex Pistols have been and gone, but the Queen is still there, you know. It's a theme I've been working on for the past year. It's sort of voodoo royal family. It's covered in feathers, lots of plastic flowers. The pieces are called Jungle Queen 1 and Jungle Queen 2. And an allusion to a whole bunch of things to do with growing up in Guyana.
I mean, you've worked with some quite iconic images, haven't you, in your work?
Yes,
Velasquez, you've taken on the canon of kind of painting.
I like icons anyway. I like religious iconography. I like going into, say, Italian cathedrals and churches and that whole Catholicism intense experience of the votive object. And that's what these are for me. They're the royal family as figures of worship. Not ridicule, I should add, because my position is neither royalist nor republican. It's sort of like, well, let's look at the situation these people are in. Put it this way, if there is a republic in Britain, my subject matter goes, you know what I mean? So I need the Queen to be there, basically, you know? So I end up in this strange position of this middle ground, which nobody inhabits. People are either on one side of the fence or on the other side of the fence. To be honest, I'm still working out how I ended up here, you know?